Okay, today's daf is Ksubis, daf Lamed Hey, and all of these dafim touch on the sugya of Kimle Bidraba Mine. So let's talk a little bit, again, a very large topic, but just make a couple of points regarding the sugya of Kimle Bidraba Mine. The Gemara here on daf Lamed Hey quotes the sugya of Tana Debe Chizkiya. Tana Debe Chizkiya is quoted here in about the Ksubis Lamed Hey, and it's also quoted in Bava Kama Lamed Hey, and that's Chayve Mises Shogigin. Chayve Mises Shogigin. We know the din of Kimle Bidraba Mine means Kipshuto, if somebody does an Avera that has two Chiyuvim Onshin, two Chiyuvim, let's say, Misa and Mamon. Somebody is Mechal Shabbos at the same time that they tear somebody's shirt. Right, I'm not saying that's an exact classic case, but that's one case where as the arrow goes out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, there's somebody's shirt on the clothesline there, and it tears it. So at the same moment, the person is Chayav Misa and Chayav Mamon. There it happens to be Chayav Misa to Hashem and Chayav Mamon to another person. But that's the sugya of Kimle Bedramine. It is a Misa and Mamon, so then one would be Pater. If somebody, the classic case, what's the source for this halacha? Kimle, so the Gemara in two daf from now, on daf Lamed Zayin, quotes the source for Kimle Bidraba Mineh. The Gemara quotes that the Pasuk, Shenema, the Pasuk earlier quoted was in the Mishnah. The difference, what is this doing here? Because the Mishnah is here in Ilunaris, is based on Kimle Bidraba Mineh. The first Mishnah says has the Na'aris that pay a Knas, and the Mishnah here on daf Lamed Vav are the Na'aris that don't pay a Knas. And why don't they pay a knas? Because of Kimle Bidraba Mineh, because they're bichayev misa. They're bichayev misa. The Mishnah says, haba albito, albasbito. All of those are chayev misas bezdin. The earlier cases were chayev krisus. And that's a machlokes, whether this Kimle Bidraba Mineh, betriya bechunya menakana, and the other shitas. But the case of chayev misas, then says the Mishnah, ein lohem knas. In all those cases, if somebody is ma'anes, bito, baspino, all of those, ein lohem nation, mischayev benafsho, shemisasan bide bezdin, because he's chayev misa by bezdin, v'chol mischayev benafsho, ein mishalim mamon. Anybody who's chayev misa does not pay money. It does not pay money. Why? Mipne shenemar vim lo ye ason anosh ye anesh. That's the pasuk in Mishpatim. If there is no ason, if somebody hurts a pregnant woman, and she does not die, she is just wounded, vim lo yason anoshi anesh. So then, the perpetrator should be punished and have to pay. Mashba, if there was a son, if the woman did die, then he wouldn't have to pay because he's chayav misa for the woman, for the mother. And that's the source quoted in the Mishnah for Kimle Bidraba Mineh. The Gemara right here in Daf Lamed Zayin says, really, that's the source. V'hamehacha nafka, mehasam nafka. Why do you think that's the source? Mehasam nafka, kedei rish aso. Right, kedei rish aso, it says when we give Malkas, kedei rish aso, mishem risha, according to his wickedness, mishem risha achas atam machayvo, v'yata machayvo, mishem shnei rishayos. For one risha, we are machayev, but we are not chayev for two rishayos, for two wickednesses. So on the same act, one cannot be punished twice. So the Gemara says, what do you need this, the two different sources for? So the Gemara answers, chad b'misa u'mamon v'chad b'malkus u'mamon. You need two for Misa and Mamon and Malkus and Mamon. And you can't learn one from the other, the Gemara says. Somebody's chayav Misa and Mamon, the tzricha. The yeshminan b'misa u'mamon. If you only had kimle by Misa and Mamon, if somebody's chayav Misa, then they don't have to pay money. Mishum t'ike ibn Hashama. They're going to die. If they're going to die, then you don't have to pay. They don't have to pay money beforehand. Ava malchus u'mamon d'laki ibn Hashama. But malchus u'mamon is not as chamur, right? It's malchus. It's not Misa. So I would have thought that could coexist. Malkus and Mamon can coexist with each other. So, Emalo, maybe you wouldn't say Kimle. Kamash Malan, you would say Kimle even in that case. That's where Kedei Rish also. V'yashminan Malkus and Mamon. And if you want to say Malkus and Mamon, that's where you don't get both punishments. Bishim de lo chamer isure. Because then it's not as chamer, and therefore it's enough just to give him one. Rashi, lo avar avera chamura. There, he didn't violate such a terrible avera. I mean, it's terrible, malchus, but he didn't violate a chayvi misa. Vidayo sheta'an shenu onesh echad. So that would be enough for giving him one onesh. Avo misa umamo de chamer isure, but misa and mamo, which is so chamer, ema lo. So maybe misa and mamo, no, it's not enough to give him one misa. Maybe you also have to give him mamon tzricha. So that is why you need That's why you need both psukim. And the Gemara just adds, L'Rameir D'Amar Lokum Mishalim, Rabbi Meir, who the Gemara had earlier, quotes that, no, you could get Malkus and Mamon. So according to him, what's the second pasuk you need it for? You have Misa and Mamon, and then Malkus and Mamon you doesn't apply to. So Lamalisa, the Gemara says, for him, Chad B'Misu Mamon, V'Chad B'Misu Malkus. You might have thought that Misa and Malkus don't have Kim L'Bidabri, why not? So the Gemara has a fascinating line. V'Tzricha, T'Yashminan Misu Mamon. If you say it only applies to miso mamon, that's what you say kimle mishum dechada begufe dechada bemamone lo avdina, because you have to choose how to punish the person, and therefore if you're going for his physical, you're going for misa, then you're not gonna affect his pocketbook either. You choose bezdin as one mechanism for each punishment. Aval misa u malkus de idividi begufe, but misa and malkus, maybe you do both. Why? Ema misa arichtahi v'nevibe. It's just one long punishment. First you bezdin wounds him, and then bezdin kills him. So you might have thought that that's all one. Kamash v'lon, we don't say that. Interesting. What does that mean? I'll say one. That already might hint to the lumbus of Kimle, which by the we'll get to soon. V'yeshvina misa u'malkus, and if you say, no, only misa and malkus have Kimle, detarti begufe lo avdina, because there you can't double up in the same mechanism. Tarti begufe, avo misa u'mamon techade begude techade mamone, it is the exact opposite svara, as we said earlier, misa and mamon, where it's two different drachim, one is beguf and one is mamon, ema never be, maybe we should do both. Sricha, that is why you need both psukim. So you have Misa and Mamon, Misa and Malkus and Mamon. All of those are Mesha. The Gemara goes into a little bit about Galus, but that is the psukim. These are the sources for Kimle V'Davamine that is quoted on all of these dafim. How exactly does Kimle B'Drabimene work in Lamdus? So that's mentioned by many of the Achronim. Let's view it through the eyes of Reb Chaim for a moment. Right, Tosfos earlier on Daf Lamed Hey, and it's commented here also on in the Lamed Zayin of Aleph, Divas Lachada, but Tosfos here on Daf Lamed Zayin refers to what he said here on Daf Lamed Hey on today's Daf, and that is, what do you need two psukim for? For Misa and Mamon and Malkus and Mamon, why can't you learn one from the other? Why can't you learn Malkus and Mamon from Misa and Mamon, have the source of Elo Yeh Ason, and then you can have the Gzeira Shavah, like the Gemara quotes on all of these Dafim, Rasha Rasha, and Maka Maka. So why don't you have all of these Gzeira Shavahs? Why can't they work? So the Reb Chaim explains that it's just that when the Gemara here discusses a Daf Lamed Zayin, that seems that just the technical points, right here it, there's Ibn Neshama, so it's worse, and here it's not enough, or especially in the next Shakla Vatarya, it's both in the same goof, so therefore it's one extended onesh, or one might say that Yudafka can't do that. There's lundus behind those lines. And that is, how does Kimle B'Drabimine work? This is in the Gracha Lashas, under Kimle in Mesechus Ksubis. So he explains, let's read it, and then we'll explain it. V'nira li, after Tony Tosfos' question, V'ayin Tosfos jikshu lama li hach dechdei rishaso, tepe glemi gzei rishava, the Rasha Rasha, the alfina chayvi malkus, mechayvi mises best in the peturin. Why don't you just say that? V'nira li, Hine says Reb Chaim, Dine be'emes ika nafkamina ben chayvi malkus umamon l'chayvi misu umamon. Not every Kimle B'Drabimine works the same way. There's a big difference between malkus and mamon, and Misa and Mamon. De Chayve Misa, Have Gzeres HaKasav, when it's Chayve Misa and Mamon, why are you putter? How does it work that you're putter from the money? Have Gzeres HaKasav, Dim Ason Yihyeh Lo Ye Anesh. Right, if the pregnant woman dies, then you don't pay for the vlados, for the fetuses. Have Gzeres HaKasav, Dim Misa Poteres Mamon. Right, the pasuk is telling me that Misa is poterma. What does that mean? So we'll have to see. We'll see the contrast in a second. Masha ein kein b'chayve malkus. By malkus and mamon, there's no act that's poter the other act. It's a din of bezdin. Have hadrasha de ein ata machayvo mishum shnei rishayos. Bezdin cannot inflict two punishments. It's not that one is poter the other one. V'im kein, says Reb Chaim. Travayu patri ahadad di malkus mi mamon mamon mi malkus. Really, when it comes to the Kedei Rish Aso, it's enough Bezdin. Bezdin can punish two punishments. So the question is, each one then is poter to the other one. So which takes precedence? Ela, de lo yadinan be'eza onesh nischayev. But you just don't know which one to give. But it's not that it's defined as one chiyuv. There are two chiyuvim that Beis Din cannot inflict both punishments. So that's Arbarim Yakenu and Risha Achas to teach you when you have one to choose from, you choose the Malkus one. Malkus and Mammon, you give Malkus. Avalin Achinami, that there is a Kasif Havei Delon Achayvum Bishim Rishayos Bishim Potrim Zeze. But fundamentally, it's not a din that Malkus is Poter Mammon. It's that one is Poter the other. And then the Gilui is that the Malkus is the one that wins. But in a case where you have to give Mammon, in Achinami, the Pater Malkus. But it could be that then you'd be Pater for Malkus, because it's not that Malkus wins over Mammon, it's that one wins over the other. Usually, the Xeris Akasiv is Arboim Yakenu, that Malkus wins. But in a case, if you would have Mammon wins, so then you would say Mammon wins, Masha Enkid, but Misa Mammon. Unlike Misa and Mammon, that's a different type of din. So what does that mean, a different type of din? So the way that the Achronim formulated, well, there's different ways, formulations of the Hakira. One way to say it is that, is Kimle B'drabine, is it a B'tur Onshim? Meaning, I do an act, a person does an act that's high of two things, but I should be getting two punishments. But there's a B'tur Mammon. There's a P'tur that we're not going to give you the second act. The act, by definition, is Mechayiv two things. But you know, we're only gonna towards machadish that only we only punish with the stringent, the more stringent one. Or is it even deeper? When I do, let's say misa and mamon, it's a hafkas hamaisa, right? We don't even see that the person is machayev himself mamon. It's defined as a maisa hamachayev as misa, right? As if the only the maisa chamura was done. Maybe the maisa kal was done mimela. Maybe it was done ayidei acher. Again, consider that. But that's one formulation of the Hakira. Again, is it? It's a Maisa, it's Mechayev both, but you're only going to inflict one, right? Or do we say, no, it's a Maisa that's only Mechayev one. It's a Maisa, a Mechayev es Misa, and therefore the Mammon is totally subsumed. Subsuming Maisim, or subsuming, or less than that. Within one, one might say, even if one says there's a Patur Onshin, meaning there's a Maisa, a Mechayev es Misa and Mammon, but you're only going to give one. Let's say within the first formulation that we said, you could also have a Hakira. Is it that we only give the Onesh Hachamur? Right, we're only going to give the more stringent Onesh, and that's the Chiddush of the Torah? Or do we say that it's when you give the Onesh Hachamur, it's Ki'ilu you're giving the Onesh Hakal? The Onesh HaKal is included in the Onesh HaChamor. That's another way to say it. And this itself might be included in that Shakla Vitaria that we just read on Daf Lamed Zayin, where the Gemara might be behind, like, the words where Misa Arichta, right? It's all Misa Arichta. So one might say, well, Malkus and Mammon, Malkus and Misa have more of an affinity, and you might say Misa Arichta there because it's all about subsuming Onshim. And therefore, if it's about one Onish being included in the other one, so then it's easier if it's Misa and Malkus and not, let's say, Misa and Mammon or Malkus and Mammon. If you say it's about defining Maisim, so then maybe it's easier to be different. You say Misa and Malkus, if it's Chada Beguvim, Chada Bamamone, right? It'll be easy to say Kimla because it's about defining the Maisim. So either way, this is the Lundus that we have. If you look in the Ramban and the Ritva, on the first daf of Maseches Makas, they have pretty clear Lashonos regarding subsuming Onshin. That when you give one, it seems to be the other one too. The Ritva, I'll read it from the Ritva, but it's the Ramban also. The Ramban, I'll read the Ramban's Lashon is Keman de Mekayim Be Kula Milsa. It's Ki'ilu Yer Mekayim, the whole thing. Keman de Mekayim Be Kula Milsa. Or here, the Ritva. The Ritva says here, again, at the beginning of Malkus, what's it talking about there? Right, some of the Edom Zomin are Ben Gerusha or Ben Chalutza, so you can't do that to them, and therefore you make them get Malkus. So what can they get Malkus? Says the Ritva. To give the Mekayim Behu Azama, Bemaidehu Havi Iker Sadu Sayu, you can't be Mekayim Fal Azama because they can't become Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutzes. The Psula to Gufay the Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza, Lo Mekayim in Labaha, to Lo Mekayim in Hazama Lachatzain, Kudamin in Begemara, Gabi Basisim Lo Velo Lazaro, right? You can't make them Ben Gerusha Ben Chalutza because their children aren't going to be affected. Therefore, you don't do that. You just go take a different path of Loken. V'yavagav damrina midin anu be'eshes plonishes zinsa v'huzmu. If two people testify that a woman is mezana and they're huzam, she neharagin ve'ein mishalm in ksuba, she'im afsidin la, they would have killed her and she would have lost the ksuba. And we only kill them and we don't make them pay. Hasam, why? Dekiva dekimle bidraba mine, since kimle, din torahu, Shebechol makom sheish misa u'mamon. Every time there's misa and mamon, sha misa omedes b'makom shnehem. The misa is omei b'makom shnehem. Does that just mean it takes the place, or like based on that Ramban that the Ritva is based on, his Grand Rebbe probably, it's ki'ilu you gave it. V'kula hazamahi. It's all hazama. Right, that's what he's trying to say. It's all nefshav hazama. When you kill them, it's either you're doing full hazama, even though, what about the loss of the tsuba? Yeah, so that's all included. So these are some of the formulations of the chakiras of the achronim. There are other major issues that depend on the chakira, especially, first what we're talking about is ardach, chayve misas shogegin, right, tana de mechizkia. Right, in the case of Chayim Misa Shogim, somebody, let's say, was Mechayim Misa, but they were Shogim. They didn't know it was Shabbos, they didn't know this was Usser. So Tanit V'Chizkiya says, you say Kimle V'Dramine even there, based on a Limud. But you say Kimle, even though the person's not getting killed. So if you say that it's about subsuming Onshin, that the Onesh HaChomer includes the Onesh HaKal, then Tanit V'Chizkiya makes no sense, because you're not giving the Onesh HaChomer. So, of course, you can't say that approach for Tana de Mechizkiya. But if you say it's about a subsuming, redefining Maisa, that this Maisa is defined as a Maisa HaMachayeves Misa, then maybe even B'Shogeg, it's defined as a Maisa HaMachayeves Misa, and therefore one would be Pater from the Mamon, even in Tana de Mechizkiya, even Chayim Misa Shogegin. So, number one, this, again, issues that depend on the Chakira. Different types of Kimle, Misa and Mamon, Malkas and Mamon, that's Reb Chaim. Again, Misa and Mamon, that's Hafkas HaMaisa. One is Poter the other, but Malkas and Mamon is just a din of Bezdin, only punishing, giving one punishment. Number two, Chayvi Misa Shogin. Number three, Chiyav Lase Sidei Shamayim. Fascinating discussion in the Mefarshim. Gemara Bar Metzia, that's Sadi Aleph, and it's also in Baba Kama, tells us that if a man is with his mother as a zona, and he has to pay her, and if he pays her, what do you mean? He's chayav misa for that. What if he pays her with an animal? That animal has the status of an esnan, and esnan and cannot be given as a korban. But what do you mean now? Why is that the status of mamon? Doesn't the chayav misa in that case, doesn't that pater any type of chiyav mamon, and therefore anything you give will just be called a present to your mother, right? Won't be called an esnan. So Gemara says no. Gemara says esnan. Right? Rava Amar esnan aso Torah afilu ba'alima. Right? So why is that? So Rashi explains. Rashi has two days here. V'nasan latne be'esnan esnan huda va'asu l'karban. The esnan stomach siv loshna imo v'loshna pinuya. And even if the woman, the mother, would come to bring her son to court and say, pay me my wages, Bezdin would not make him pay because he's Chayimisa. But if he would give it, it would have the status of an Esnan. He doesn't have to give it because of Kimli. If he would give it, Esnan Alma, Afilu B'Makka Misa Nami Ramu Tashlumen Alei. Rashi explains the Gemara, even by Kimle, even by Misa and Mamon, the Chiyav is still on him. Elash ein kach la'oncho b'shtayim. You just can't punish him with two. Abo yidei shamayim lo yatsa achi yishalim. This is Rashi, b'metziyat afsadi alef. But the Chiyav lasi yidei shamayim exists even by Kimle. The lo ramu tashlumen alei, because if not, kevitan alei miyavi esnan matana ba'amu diavlei. Because if this wouldn't be true, so then he would just be giving a matan if there would be no chiyav. So that's Rashi, obviously, is the Gemara. Rashi has another data that says maybe we would also say, skip a couple lines in Rashi, inami itaf is lo mafkinan minay. Right? If she would grab it from her son, we would let him keep it. So either way, this is chiyav lasi yidei shamayim. So again, if we say that the larger Onesh includes, so then what kind of chiyuv shemayim? He's already getting the smaller punishment. If it's afkas ha-maisa, maybe there's for sure no chiyuv lasei shemayim, because there's no chiyuv mamon. The Yamsha Shlomo, the Marshal, says in Baba Kama, Perek Vav, Simin Vav, that there would be only, according to Rashi, there's only chiyuv lasei shemayim by Kimle, but not, let's say, by Grama. Grama ben Yizakin is Aser, but that's because it's not enough of a chiyuv. Or the cases of Pater midei adam v'chayav dinei shamayim. In the that's where the the Yav Shalom is commenting on at the beginning of Akonis. So he says this Rashi is Kimle versus Groma and other similar type cases. But again, that this issue could also be taught on the Hakira of the Achronim of how you look at the definition of the Maisa of Kimle. So again, Chayvi Misa Shogigin, different types of Kimle, Reb Chaim, and one more to mention, again, out of many, what about Safik Kimle B'drama Minei? Right? If there's a Safik Chiv Misa, do we say that, you know, Amos Mechaberel of Araya, what do we say about the Chiv Mamon? Or you know for sure there was a Chiv Mamon. It's not really Amos Mechaberel, but you know there's a Chiv Mamon, but there was a Safik Chiv Misa. So Rebbe Elchanan discusses this in Kovet Shirim, in Ksubis and Os, Pei Dalid, and he says maybe there'll be a Chilik between Chayvei Misas and Chayvei Krisus. Chayvei Misos, we say Safik Nefashos Lahakel. So then maybe we'd say there is a Chiv Mamon, because there is no Suffolk Misa. By Chayvei Krisus, there's this Kami Shmaya Galia, right? There's nothing but Suffolk up in Shemayim, so there is a Chiv Kare, so maybe there we would say Pter Mamon. You might say maybe it's only the Hakira, maybe. If it's Hafkas HaMaisa, so a Suffolk Hafkas HaMaisa is a Suffolk Chiv. So maybe there's really, we would say that there's maybe a Chiv Mamon. But if it's a Pter Onshin, there's a Vadai Maisa with a Suffolk Pter, then maybe we'd say the other way. Okay, either way, there's what to discuss, and these are just a couple of issues surrounding the Hakira of Kimle.